This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. I think we could get started. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Okay, we are going to get started, please.
Hi, everyone. This is Matt Ashioni.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Juan Manuel Rojas for the record. This is the Communications Working Group. That is one of the LACRALO working groups, and we are going to start working on the basis of what was discussed in our last working group meeting, so as to focus on the communications policy. We have an agenda for the meeting on the screen, and as you can see, this is the welcome part, so please let me welcome the members present. And then we need to recap information or gathering information about our own objectives. And after that, we have comments or questions about our communications policy. Next, we need to assign roles and get more organized and more clear about what we are going to do. Then we have to focus on our next meeting. So, I would like to check with the interpreters and with the present participants all this information, please.
Sorry, I apologize. This is Matt from staff. We must first conduct a roll call. Can you please let me know once Juan has said okay to this?
This is Juan Manuel speaking. Thank you, Matt. Yes. This is what I would like to do. I was a little bit at a loss regarding who would be in charge of roll call, but I agree with checking roll call now. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Matt Ashioni for the record. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on today's LACRALO working group call on Monday, the 1st of October. We have in the English room Olivier Crepin-Leblanc, Roosevelt King, and Devanon Tiluxing. In the Spanish room, we have Juan Manuel Rojas and Sylvia Herline Leite. From the staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivianco, and myself, Matt Ashioni. May I please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcription purposes, and to also please be sure to mute your speakers if you are connecting in the audio bridge and in the audio room.
This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you, Matt. So we are now going to proceed. And for the record, I am far away from my screen for the purposes of sound and audio quality. Therefore, I am unable to read the computer screen. So please let me know if you have any question or comment, and help me in this regard, because as I said, I cannot view or visualize my screen. Next, I want to confirm that the members present are Roosevelt, Sylvia, and Dev. Is that correct?
This is Matt from staff. That is correct.
Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you. So our next item on the agenda is gathering information about our own objectives. As we had agreed in our last meeting, we were going to make some comments along these lines in our wiki in order to improve the proposed objective, the initially proposed objective. Given that there are no observations, then And of course, I would like to listen to any comments, but we would keep the objective as posted on the wiki, such as improve communication within La Crallo and the remaining objectives posted on the wiki. Is there any comment at this point?
This is Dave.
Yes, Dave, go ahead, please.
Hi, this, thank you, David Antalak Singh, for the transcript record. Juan, can you or Sylvia post a link to the wiki page where this is kept? Thanks.
This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Dev, as I said before, I am up close to my computer screen right now. This is Sylvia Herlane Leire speaking. Excuse me for interrupting you, Juan, but Sylvia Vivanco has already posted the link. This is Juan Manuel speaking. Thank you very much. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you, Sylvia. Dev, go ahead, please.
This is Dave. Thanks for the link. That's it.
This is Sylvia Vivanco. Juan Manuel, maybe you could go over the objectives again, so that everybody has them clear, so that you remind everyone of them. This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. That is not, excuse me, I am not close to my computer screen. This is Sylvia Herling speaking. If you want, I can read them out. Juan Manuel speaking, yes, of course, thank you. Hello, this is Sylvia Herling. I will now read what is posted on our wiki for the record. We are speaking about the wiki page where the communications group is going to post all its material, and this wiki is also available for members and non-members alike to contribute comments or opinions. We have something in common with all working groups in La Crallo. We have the overall guidelines for the La Crallo working groups, and they are the steps to follow. Each group shall submit a list of its members with updated and complete contact information. This has already been done and is completed. Number two, appoint the chair or coordinator of the working group. This has been completed. As you all know, our coordinator is Juan Manuel Rojas. Three, comment or make a statement regarding the background of this working group, and I would like to ask Juan if this has been completed or done. Juan? This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. As far as I understand, this was addressed in our prior meeting. This is Sylvia Herlane speaking again. Thank you, Juan. Is there any summary of these or of this background information already posted on this page or anywhere else so that you can send them to me and then I can incorporate them or post them on this page? This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. If I'm not wrong, they are included in the transcript of our prior meeting. I will look them up. This is Sylvia Herling speaking again. Thank you, Juan. So Juan will send me this material or he will post that directly. So this item three, that is regarding the background leading to the working group, well, that information is going to be posted on this very same wiki page. Point four, list and publish general and specific objectives. Juan, can you please organize this so that we can post it? Number five has to do with the working methodology. I would like to ask Juan if the group has already chosen its working methodology. This is Juan speaking. Sylvia, I was working on the objectives. We addressed this point in our last meeting, so I was recalling what happened in last week's meeting, and well, I don't know if it's on the transcript, excuse me, Heidi, but it's in the records of or the summary of our last meeting. There you can see what we have been doing on the wiki, or by means of the email exchange list, the Lacralo exchange list. We said that initially we would choose the wiki as our working tool. This is Sylvia Herling speaking again. Point 6 has to do with the rationale for the working group. Point 7 has to do with the expected impact or outcome. Point 8, decide the working group's working language. Point 9, critical success factors. And point 10, a working schedule. Submit a working schedule in accordance with objectives. This initial task shall be ready on September the 3rd at 23:59 UTC and reported to the Lacralo Secretariat through the working group coordinators. Then this group shall be submitted to regional consideration during a 21-day period, and it will be available in the corresponding pages. Juan, I don't know if you want to make any comments regarding this deadline. It is my understanding that we should extend it. This is Juan speaking. Yes, Sylvia, I think we are still working on the working schedule. We are going to do that today, therefore we do not have the working schedule. That's why. We included in our agenda the objectives and we can then focus on those objectives and we can come up with the working schedule. This is Sylvia Herling speaking. Perfect, Juan. Then I can conclude the reading of this first part and give you the floor so that you can proceed with this conference. Thank you. This is Juan speaking. Thank you. So, okay, the working methodology has been established. We are going to use the wiki, and we're going to use the email exchange list when needed. Then we have to focus on gathering information about our objectives. Our objectives are posted, have been posted. I am going to post the corresponding link, and we agreed on making our contributions or inputs. I will be circulating this shortly, but please, I would like to know if there is any further suggestion related to the initially set objective.
This is Dave. Okay, actually.
Dev, go ahead, please, Dev.
Okay. Thank you. This is David Antilak Singh for the transcript record. Okay. So, if I understand what I've read in the link one, you said that one of the things we need to do is to actually work on a netiquette document. Or, I believe that's what you. Yeah. or protocol document to talk about how the communications can be improved, meaning that I interpret that to mean the email list guidelines. That is, you know, keeping sentences short, using the punctuation, and don't post the both lists at the same time, that type of thing. Am I correct? That's it.
This is Juan speaking. Yes, correct.
Okay.
Last time, Dev, we spoke about including a sort of style manual, if you will, to focus on shorter sentences that will make automatic translation easier, because we have been facing translation issues, and maybe somebody in the translation working group can help along these lines, and that will be easier.
Very well.
This is Juan Manuel speaking. Dev, the other point has to do with the policy specifically, that is the communications policy. And we had mentioned drafting a document that would focus specifically on communication within La Cralo, that is, specific issues, if we address a topic, we need a rationale, we need background to introduce that topic, etc. Just by way of example, but this should also apply to determining what information should be compiled, how to circulate or communicate that information internally and externally. Also, the use of the chat. That is, all the internal communication tools. This would be included within the communications policy and a communications plan, which is pivotal. And in that regard, we need to focus on our objectives, what we want to communicate, what is the image that La Cralo wants to project outwardly. So that has to do with the communications plan that is part or within the communications policy. This is Sylvia Herlin speaking. Excuse me, Juan Manuel, this is Sylvia Herlin speaking. Can you speak closer to the microphone? I couldn't understand the last part of what you were saying. I'm sorry. This is Juan Manuel speaking. Oh, I'm really sorry. I got lost. I don't remember the last part of what I said. This is Sylvia speaking. You were speaking about the communications plan. This is Juan Manuel speaking. Yes, I was mentioning the communications plan and saying that it should go the communications policy. This is Sylvia Herlin speaking, and also, Juan, please slow down for the sake of the interpreters. This is Juan speaking. Oh, I do apologize to the interpreters. I am trying to speak slowly. As I was saying, inadvertently, there were no objections regarding point 4. We are completing or rounding off point 5. I don't know if there is any comment at this point before we focus on point 5. This is Sylvia Herlin requesting the floor. Go ahead, Sylvia. This is Sylvia Herlin speaking. Thank you, Juan. I would like to focus a little bit more on the style manual or guide. Basically, on the basis of Dev's comment and the summary of, on your summary, Juan, on previous meetings. So what would that manual entail? Short sentences, punctuation marks, etc., etc. So would the working group draft the style guide or style manual? Is that the objective? This is Juan Manuel speaking. Yes. We should determine whether we are going to work on the manual, on the style guide, on the netiquette protocol, as Deb was saying, or if we are going to focus specifically on the communications policy. The idea is to choose either one of these documents so as not to have a work overload. So which are we going to focus on? The protocol, the communications protocol that Deb was mentioning, that is netiquette, or are we going to set the communications policy that includes a communications plan? This is what I want to define, and it has to do with our next item specifically.
This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Well,
let me answer.
Let's move on. This is Dev and I comment, and he says we think that we should do both. So, taking into account all the information that we have, which is very important, I would like to hear comment about this. Are we going to work on the protocol or on the draft of the communication policy? So what would we do?
This is Dave. I have a
Dave,
comment.
Dave, you have the floor. Please, go on. Go ahead.
Thank you. This is Dave Ananta Luxing for the transcript record. With regards to whether we should do either, I think we should do both. Creating a protocol or mailing list guidelines documents is important to do and to summarize and to get properly translated so that everyone understands it. So that going forward, once persons adhere to those guidelines, that there will be improved communication and improved machine translation of the mailing list. With regards to the communications policy regarding how working groups within Lagualo is structured, perhaps I'm missing something, but I'm not sure why what is needed and why the communications policy is needed. I mean, but I do have one comment about it, that all the actions regarding the communications is that it should be transparent, and the workings of any working groups should also be transparent, meaning that if there are recordings, when there are meetings, that there are recordings taken, you know, minutes as who attended, etc. That's really my key focus in the communications policy. I'm not aware of what else is critically needed in a communications policy, but I would leave it to other members to help me understand this better. That's it.
Silvia, you have your hand up. Would you like to say something? This is Silvia speaking. Yes, Juan, thank you very much. I do agree with Dev, in which that we should carry out both things, but I'm on the other side as well. So in terms of dates and results that we would like to show to ICANN, well, I would say that I am a bit scared about this. I'm not an official member of this working group, but my suggestion would be that since none of the working groups were able to meet the deadline of September the 3rd, and we need to file results for this, by December, I would say that you should choose any of them, the staff manual or the communication plan, because both of them are related. But please choose one of them so that you can start working and obtain results, not important results, but visible results, so that we can discuss them and put them in practice in our region. So I am working in this working group, but I believe that a staff manual or guideline would be a good idea. Then we will have the translation of that, and we will need the translation of our emails. And this, it would be important to have this in the short run. So that would be my suggestion. Thank you very much. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Is there any other comment? Okay, so this is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. On this point, I would say that I do agree with Sylvia. I am surprised at the lack of comments, so I say that I do agree with Sylvia. We should focus on results. We need to show results to the region, so I think we should work on one of the options so as to have good results and not to have or work on many issues and provide low-quality results. So that's why I was asking for one of the or the other. But if the policy is not clear enough, I would say that the communication policy is focused on how we should operate. We know that we should behave respectfully, we should take into account certain roles, we need to communicate by means of the email list, then by means of the secretary. We have several communication channels in a hierarchy, so I don't remember the exact name of those communication channels, but that would be the policy that includes a communication plan. This communication plan is the other part of the policy. We should decide what or who this working plan would be aimed at, the objectives, the background, but it is related to the policy in itself. I am not very keen on voting, but in this case, I agree with Sylvia. I think we should have one of the documents so that we can have translatable results for the community. As I see, most of you agree on working with an etiquette protocol, which is a basic protocol. On how we should behave, communicate, and treat each other. And I don't know if I am a bit lost in terms of what you have been saying, but this is what I have heard up to now. Is there any other comment or suggestion?
This is Dave.
This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes. This is Dave. Just one comment or suggestion.
Thank you, Dev. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Juan. David Antilak Singh, for the record. Okay, given that there's agreement that we should work on the netiquette document as a priority first, I think it would be just suitable to just create a wiki page and send an email to everybody in the working group list that here's where the guide will be developed, and I'll be happy to start working on that document once we have the final location on the Lakwala Wiki indicated. So that's it. Am I still here?
Hello? So this is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. I lost my internet connection, so I cannot read the AC room, and I am having several technical problems. But anyway, Dev, thank you for your comment. We should start working . So the next topic on the agenda is exactly that. Let's start working. So I think that I will be able to create that wiki page for the netiquette protocol so that we can start working there with the rest of the working groups. And then we may go on with dev suggestions, that is, to share the information on the list. And I would say that after we have a draft, we can share that draft with the Lakwala general email list to have the understanding or opinion of the region. I don't know what you think. This is Sylvia Helen Leto speaking. May I speak? Yes, Sylvia, go ahead. This is Sylvia speaking. Juan, I don't know if you understood, but Deb offered himself to start a draft, and that's why he requested the link for the wiki page of the communication working group that I have posted on the AC room. So I would like to ask Deb to confirm that information, because if Deb has already had a draft and he is able to post that information on the wiki, well, we will be able to access the wiki page and start working there. Is that correct, Dev? Is that information correct?
Thank you. This is Dev Antilak Singh here for the transcript record. Thank you, Sylvia and Juan. Yes, okay. I've seen the link that you have posted, Sylvia. So I will create the wiki page immediately underneath that and then start working on the document. Thank you.
This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. So that's great, Deb. Thank you, Sylvia. I couldn't understand Deb's idea at the very beginning, but thank you very much, Sylvia, for your clarification, and thank you very much, Deb, for your initiative. So now we can move forward to the next item on the agenda, and this is next meetings. I was thinking, as it was suggested on the email list, to have meetings every 15 days on Mondays. I think that it will be easier for most of us at this time, but I may also suggest to have this meeting at 12 a.m. Local time, my local time. This is 6 hours less. I think this would be 16 or 18 UTC. This is Silvia Helen Leite. This is 18 UTC. Okay, this is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Then it would be 18 UTC. Another possibility would be 20 UTC, but I was told that many people might be not able to attend the meeting. So the other possible time would be 22 UTC. The idea is to have a fixed time and date so as to avoid sending calendar invites. And I would like to agree on the day and time. Excuse me, Juan, but Heidi is raising her hand. Then I will speak and then Dev. This is Juan Manuel speaking. I'm sorry, but I don't have internet connection. So, Heidi, you have the floor.
Thank you, Juan Manuel. This is Heidi. I wanted to just point out that the next meeting then would be either on the 15th, which is the start of the Toronto meeting, or the 22nd of October, which is when everyone is traveling back. So I'm just wondering when this group would wish to hold their next meeting, given the Toronto meeting schedule. Thank you.
This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. You're right, Heidi. The Toronto meeting should be taken into account. This is Silvia Helen Leito speaking. Then it should be on the 29th. Then, okay, that's right. So I will write that information on the AC room. I request the floor. This is Silvia Helen Leito speaking. So, just to sum up, we can have the meeting on October the 29th once we are all back after Toronto meeting, and we should define the time for this meeting. Juan suggested that 18 UTC is a good time. Today we started our meeting at 22 UTC, so we might send a doodle poll to the member of the working group so that they may choose between 18 UTC and 22 UTC. Do you agree with this suggestion? This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Silvia, I think it's okay. Is there anybody or is there any other comment? This is Silvia Helen Leite. No, it was just me. This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Dev, is there any comment about this time?
This is Dave.
Helen later. Dev has his hand up. Okay, go on. Go ahead, Dev, please.
Thank you, Juan and Sylvia. Dave and Angela Singh. I think that that the time needs to be confirmed with at-large staff, because I'm not sure what would be the outcomes from the Toronto meeting, because depending on what's been decided at the Toronto meeting, there may or may not be additional meetings starting at that time. So I think staff should send out a doodle sometime after the Toronto meeting to confirm the time for the call. We don't need to decide it at this point. That's it.
This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Heidi, is there any problem in having a meeting on October the 29th, regardless of the fact that we do not have the exact time already confirmed?
This is Heidi. Thank you. I don't see a problem with that. I think we could do a doodle or just send out whether most people could make that day and then select the best time. And we would then need to confirm with the interpreters whether they could make that time as well. Thank you.
Exactly.
Heidi, this is Veronica, one of the interpreters. Could you please repeat your statement because Silvia Vivanco was speaking at the same time you were speaking?
Okay, thank you. This is Heidi. And the question was asked whether the 29th of October would be a possible date, and I think that's fine. I would like to just confirm the time, both with members of this working group as well as with the interpreters. Thank you.
Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you very much, Heidi. So let's start our next meeting on October the 29th. And our next item on the agenda is action items. Sorry for interrupting you, Juan Manuel. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking, and I would like to review the action items. We have then the time to decide between 18 and 22 UTC, and then Deb will create a wiki so that we can start working there. This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Silvia. These are the issues we have defined during this meeting. This is Silvia Helen Leite. May I speak? Go ahead, Silvia. This is Silvia Helen Leite speaking. I would like to seize this opportunity to remind you that we should start working on the calculation of that we on the calculation of the time that we will need to work on these netiquette protocols. So we should decide these on the among the coordinators, so as not to delay this issue so much. And since we have already decided that we should start working on the netiquette or style protocol, I think it would be interesting, and since we're going to work in the wiki page for a long time, our meeting will be in October, so I think we should set or fix a date so as to finish with this issue. And I submit this to your consideration. This is Juan Manuel speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. I think that on October the 29th, the netiquette protocol should be ready for revision, and then we may be able to move forward and share this information with the regent. So by October the 29th, the draft of this protocol should be ready. The idea is that after that, we meet just to review all the information so as to release this protocol to the region. What do you think, Dev?
This is Dave. That's October 29th should be fine.
This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. So we should add that on October the 29th, we should have the draft document of the netiquette protocol or START protocol. So, taking into account this date, I believe this is a key, a very important date. Is there any other comment I see Jose. So, Jose, you have the floor. This is Jose Arthur speaking. Good afternoon. In this communication working group wiki page, we have 10 points to define. I don't know if you can post the results of these 10 points to the wiki page. It would be good to have these 10 points, not only for the working group to have some guidelines, but I would also like to see these points for the rest of the people. Thank you. This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. I'm not sure if I understood your idea because I couldn't hear you very well, but the participants of the region, the points are posted on the wiki. So, this is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. We agree on this. We are going to send a doodle poll to decide the time for our next meeting. Dev will create a wiki page so that we can start working with an etiquette protocol. And by October the 29th, we should have the draft document of this etiquette protocol so that we can start working. And I will post all the information on the wiki page of the working group. So let's see the wiki page so that we can decide how we're going to work in terms of the netiquette protocol. Do you all agree with this? This is Sylvia Helen Leiter speaking. Juan, I think everything is correct. Dev posted on the AC room that he agreed, so we all agree with you. This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. So thank you very much for participating in this call. This is a very important working group for the region, so thank you very much for your participation.
Thanks very much, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. We'll now be disconnecting the recording.
Thanks again to the interpreters.
Thank you, Dev. Thank you, everyone.